This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. The landslide victory of Donald Trump to the presidency is sending positive shockwaves across Israel. I spoke to Rabbi Pesach Walicki, who is an author. He's also the host of the Shoulder to Shoulder podcast, a columnist for the Jerusalem Post, and also a writer for Israel365News.com about his take on the recent election of Donald Trump.
Well, first of all, I was heartened by the results. And of course, I'm thrilled that Donald Trump got elected. The overwhelming majority of Israelis were hoping that Donald Trump would get elected. And just to share the statistics with you, about a week before the election, there was a poll published by Channel 12 in Israel. Now, Channel 12 is the equivalent in Israel to what you have as like MSNBC or CNN. It's not a right-wing outlet. It's a very mainstream, left-leaning media outlet, a major news outlet. And they came out with a poll that showed that 66% of Israelis wanted Donald Trump, preferred Donald Trump to win the election. Let's bear in mind that that polling included all of the Arab minority in Israel. 20% of Israeli citizens are an Arab minority, and a significant portion of that Arab minority are not pro-Israel, and they would not have been wanting Donald Trump to come back in. So if you look at that poll, that 66%, if you're looking at Jewish Israel, it's even a much higher number. So in the community that I live in here in Israel, there was a lot of joy, a lot of celebration for the victory of Donald Trump. But what heartened me most was the fact that the popular vote was such an overwhelming victory. Because one of the questions that's been in the mind of a lot of Israelis since the beginning of this war, as the Biden administration has made life somewhat difficult for Israel and has been continuing to push destructive policies like the push for a Palestinian state, and has seemingly been doing everything they can to prevent Hamas and Hezbollah from getting destroyed and preventing the Iranian regime from being toppled, which would bring, you know, freedom and peace and prosperity to the whole region. During that time, one question in the minds of Israelis is, where are the American people? What side are they on? Because we don't, you know, being across the ocean, we don't hear the voice of the American people so much. We hear what comes out of the media, and we see pictures on TV of demonstrations on college campuses, anti-Israel crowds, and we don't see anything similar on the positive side. I'm always reassuring people in Israel, as someone who travels extensively in the U.S. and I spend a lot of time making appearances, speaking publicly and appearing in media in the United States, I'm always reassuring people that the American people are on the right side of things. And the fact that the left, which has become more and more anti-Israel, suffered a resounding defeat in the popular vote really shows that the majority of Americans are still thinking clearly about many issues, one of them being Israel.
You can connect with Rabbi Pesach Walicki and his Shoulder to Shoulder podcast wherever you get your podcast. Also at Israel365News.com. President-elect Trump is already, of course, making his nominations and his appointments for his new administration. One appointment is so encouraging, and that is Mike Huckabee for the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. Of course, Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, pastor, someone who loves Israel deeply. He is being warmly received in Israel as the new U.S. ambassador there. He will do an awesome job. And of course, also Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who is a strong supporter of the Jewish people and the state of Israel. Both of these guys have a strong faith in Jesus. So some great appointments from President-elect Donald Trump. I want to encourage you, please remember to pray for President-elect Donald Trump as he forms this new administration. That's the Middle East Reports. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.